Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
All right, good evening and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Monday, that time of the month we get to talk to Anne Savino. I'm sitting here looking at my notes, and I always want to call you psychic Annie for some reason, because that's what I have in my notes. But that's not what
it's because my website is Annie the Medium.
So it's Annie.
It's there.
So I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what you want to talk about this evening. I'm going to sit back a little bit and let you kind of lead the show the way that you want it to go, because you're on regularly every month, and I want to give people an opportunity to really engage with your fascinating energy and the way that you go in the public, and the way that you engage with people, and the way that you engage in your practice, and also give an opportunity to talk about what you can do as you build your audience here on Spirit Talk Radio. So what is our message this month? What is our focus? What do you want us to do? I'm gonna play with you in that realm today.
Okay, all right. Well, one thing that I've always kind of specialized in that I would love to talk about has to do with healing work, and it has to do with how I see this all the time in my 30 years of reading experience. It's how when we go through emotionally painful or traumatic events, unless we really process that energy, we tend to carry it with us in our energy body, and it actually will also get into the physical body, because those two things go very much hand in hand. And do you want me to explain what the energy body is for people who may not know what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very fascinated. Okay. What is the energy body?
Okay, so the energy body, some people may call that your aura. It is basically the body that your soul energy resides in. And when you die physically, that's the body that you will be living in. So it's your consciousness, and it's your vibration. You know, so your vibration is kind of like the quality of thoughts and beliefs and emotions that you tend to have. And everybody, you know, has a vibration. Examples would be sometimes when you think of someone, you think someone might be angry all the time. That's their vibration. Or maybe somebody is really happy and uplifting all the time, and that's a vibration that you associate with different people when you think about them. So the aura is actually an electromagnetic field that surrounds the body. That's your soul energy. And you've heard things like Kirlian photography. People haven't talked about that in a long time. That was kind of like a throwback to the 70s and the 80s. But Kirlian photography actually captured the energy field that's around all living things to, you know, scientifically prove that this exists and we're not living in woo-woo land by talking about the energy body. So what I see all the time in readings are just places where when we go through trying times where, you know, relationship breakups, loss of job, abuse, childhood traumas and childhood upsets, that energy, most of the time we're still carrying around places where that energy gets stuck. And a lot of times the very nature of trauma and emotional pain, we generally don't process those things, or at least immediately when it happens. It usually takes most of us, you know, time. It could be months, it could be years, depending on how big the events were. And when you process it, part of processing it is saying hello to how that situation really made you feel. Like, it really made me mad that I was always the scapegoat, you know. But at the time, if you're in a situation where there's power imbalances in relationships, especially if you're a kid, you can't say things like, you know, like, don't treat me that way, like to a parent who may not be treating you well, kind of thing. Emotion, like letting yourself just acknowledge, man, that was bad. That was, I did not like that, you know. And by processing the emotion, allowing yourself to have it and feeling it, that's how we release the energy. But there's also energy healing work can help release the energy as well, because it actually does get stuck in the energy body and in the chakra system. And it's really interesting for me to see that a lot of times, like, it's, say, you know, someone got yelled at a lot when they were a kid, and they learned to kind of like swallow their words, because if they spoke up, they would get yelled at, so they just learned to hold it in. Well, that would get stuck in what I would call the fifth chakra. And if you want, I'll explain what the chakras are in a minute. But a lot of times you may notice when there's a large amount of energy that's not flowing, when it's kind of stuck, it will also affect the physical body. So that person may have a lot of sore throats or have a propensity to get things wrong with their throat, because there's actually stuck energy in the fifth chakra and in the energy body there. And so I have always been very tuned into that. I even see it with animals. Like, I've done a lot of animal communication readings, and I'll see, like, animals definitely, our pets heal us. And a lot of times our pets will take on our emotional pain, and it will settle in their body in the same place it settled in your body. And so it's very interesting to see how energy works. One of the things, one of my specialties is looking at places where you may have some stuck energy, and it can manifest either physically, or it can manifest emotionally. It can manifest with just feeling blocked in certain areas of your life, and like moving out those past painful experiences. And it's not like you have to like relive them. You know, let's think about them and relive them. No, we can just clear the energy out, and then your energy basically will flow at what your vibration is. And, you know, little by little, it's a process. You know, you can move that stuff out completely.
So talk us through the chakras then. So it sounds like when you have different things that you can be working on, that would relate to each chakra and what you can do for people around that. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, so the chakras, a Sanskrit word, an ancient Indian language word, Sanskrit, it means wheel. And so chakras are energy vortex centers, or little spinning wheels that run along the spine from the base of the spine to the top of the head. And they are basically valves or regulators to our energy flow. And so depending on dealing with that, it deals with not just energy flow, but all energy has intelligence or deals with levels of information. So to go through them really quickly, like, the first chakra is at the base of the spine area, and it deals with physical survival information. So things like money and jobs, you know, feeling safe physically, taking care of your body, those are all functions of the information and energy that flows through the first chakra. So, you know, if your first chakra is blocked up, or it's not, you know, running at your vibration, it's not balanced, you may experience problems in those areas. You may experience physical problems, like with the elimination, you know, centers. You might get constipated a lot, or that kind of stuff, you know, intestinal problems. So that's an example of the first chakra. The second chakra is a little bit below the belly button, and it's your emotional center. It also deals with sexual information. So that's a really big thing, like your emotions. That's, you know, a major part of everyone's life. And a lot of times the ability, one of the psychic abilities we all have, is called clairsentience, which means clear feeling. this is the chakra that you're reading from. This chakra deals with reading feelings as well as, you know, of other people, as well as your own emotions. You know, so, you know, examples of what can manifest in that chakra, if it's out of balance, would be, you know, emotional ups and downs or depression or, you know, it's a huge amount of things, sexual blocks, that type of thing. Third chakra is your solar plexus area, and this is your power center. A lot of martial artists, they have, what do they call it, Sahara, the third chakra, they have different words for it. But basically, this chakra is what makes you feel empowered. Also, like, it definitely has a lot to do with your organizational skills and how to kind of get things done, you know, in a methodical manner, like just getting through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, all the methodical steps of getting things done. So the chakra regulates your energy levels if it deals with powers. So if you're feeling fatigued, you know, and that kind of thing, that can be a third chakra imbalance. Or if you are feeling victimized and not empowered, that can be a third chakra. Stomach problems, digestion problems, that's all third chakra. Anger, any of that such a thing, it's all third chakra. And interestingly, your third chakra is where your silver cord is attached. Your silver cord is a line of energy. It's an energy connection that connects you, your spirit, to your body. And so when you dream at night, you leave your body through your third chakra, you know, travel, but your body is connected to your little astrolabe that's traveling around all through the third chakra. So if you're having sleep disturbances, that can be a third chakra problem. Or just third chakra having energy in it that is not yours or it's clogged up, that type of thing. The next chakra is your heart chakra, the fourth chakra, and it's at the heart area, and this definitely deals with love for yourself and for other people. It's the chakra that deals with compassion, you know, open-heartedness. It's also the chakra that really, what would you call it? It's like a lock system or a gateway to the upper chakras. So, you know, it's the chakra where if you get, like, say you're mad at somebody and you're just, you know, you're in your ego with it, you're mad at them and, you know, whatever. It's like if you start to, you know, have compassion for the person and turn it around, that will get you into the upper chakras where you can see the situation that's making you mad, like from a higher person, get you into the upper chakras where you're balanced and you're not in that turmoil of emotions. The fourth chakra, like if there are blocks here, physically, this can obviously be heart problems. It can also be lung problems. The fourth chakra also corresponds with the lungs. So, you know, again, lots and lots of examples of if there are blocks here, how, you know, maybe you have a hard time loving yourself, or maybe your heart chakra is so open that you just give, and you, you know, don't leave enough for you, that kind of thing. Mm.
There's that one, right?
Yeah.
I think I know that room. I've been there before.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
We got three more to go. We got the fifth chakra.
Almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there. Fifth chakra is your throat area, and this deals with your creativity and your communication. And, you know, obviously this chakra has a lot to do with expressing yourself. It has a lot to do with being able to create what you want in the world. You know, so if you have goals and stuff and you're feeling like, how am I ever going to reach them, or I'm not good enough, that's all fifth chakra issues or fifth chakra energies. Then we go up to, the fifth chakra also deals with your ears and your clairaudience, which is clear hearing. A lot of people, when they get psychic impressions, they hear things. So that's your clairaudience. Going up to your third eye or the center of your forehead, that's your sixth chakra. And that's where your clairvoyance is, or your ability to see clearly. So this is where your spiritual insight is, your ability to see beyond appearances, to what's really going on, clear sight, you know. So blocks in the chakra would make you not trust what you see, have problems reading situations. Maybe you have a lot of headaches. A lot of times people who are very open on a clairvoyant level, I'm one of those, they can tend to get a lot of headaches if they're picking up too much energy through the third eye. And then the last chakra is the crown chakra, and this is on top of your head. And this chakra has to do with your, we call it your knowingness or your certainty. I'm sure you've all had the experience where you just know something. It's like you didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to figure it out. You didn't have to analyze it. You just know an answer. So it's really about your confidence and your certainty. And so in this chakra, people also use a lot when they're doing psychic work. And the ability there is called, I believe it's claircognizance, like just clear knowing. So those are the seven chakras. And like I was saying, the energies, when looked at psychically, the energies will tend to get stuck or all see blocks in those chakras or in the actual energy body.
Hmm.
So all that information is actually thousands of years old, like the whole chakra.
Yeah.
The whole chakra system, that's thousands of years old. That's not me making it up.
That's not just happening.
Yeah.
it's been around. We just didn't open that up today.
No, we didn't exactly.
So I wanted to ask you if there's one particular chakra that you tend to spend most of your time with. Are there people who come and they all kind of tend to live in the same chakra these days? You know, we all kind of working through similar stuff?
I think everyone's different. I mean, obviously there's always group learning lessons that, you know, if we all have decided to be here at the same time, there are things that we're all working on. But I don't necessarily see that in readings. You know, a theme like that. I mean, maybe sometimes, but I'll definitely say, and maybe this is just because I'm sensitive to it, I see a lot of themes that women have, you know, all about, you know, female empowerment and putting themselves first, you know, that type of thing. I see that a lot, like, you know, women's issues, if you want to call it that. But
okay.
A lot of times I see people having a lot of issues with the third chakra because, especially like out in the business world, just day-to-day life, that seems to be a popular chakra, like where if someone's being unkind or invalidating, that's kind of the chakra that gets hit.
Mm.
You know, that's the chakra where we can take in a lot of negative energy. Is this chakra, like if the third chakra is out of balance, it also has to do with judgment, like if people are being judgmental, you know, or someone's being very egotistical or selfish in the way they're, you know, interacting with others. That's all third chakra stuff. So that energy can get in people's third chakras or just the demands that, you know, I think that we're much busier than we used to be. I think that's like the norm for our society now.
Yeah,
and just
absolutely.
That kind of stuff really clogs up people's third chakra. That go, 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 go.
Yeah, you said a mouthful right there. You said a mouthful,
yeah.
Man, because we're just too busy to stop and do anything. And a lot of the stuff that what we could do that could really make things flow easier is just kind of calming the centers down. And if you could focus in on those specific areas that you walk through when you're mad, you know, you can take you through that. If you're sensitive to someone, how they're treating you, you could work with that shock. If we all would do that every day, this place that we live in would be different.
Absolutely.
It would just be different. You got like a bank vault full of callers waiting to talk to you. Sitting
okay.
there probably
That's
just
great.
Like, when is she going to stop talking and take a call? So I'll let you take a caller. And I'm going to leave you to your fans here. And don't forget to let them know
okay.
if you have anything going on for them and how to get in touch with you, because you're going to run out of time before you get through all these callers
okay.
tonight. Okay. There you go. You're on the air. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Hello, are you there?
I'm not hearing anything. Yeah, I don't hear anything.
They're not there? Okay. Well, then maybe they're so still trying to figure out what chakra.
Hello?
You were on the air with
Anna. Hello? Chakra is on mute.
There we go. Now we got somebody. Hello?
Hi. Hi, how are you tonight?
Good. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help you? What's your name and how can I help you tonight?
My name is Tonetta.
Okay. Hi, Tonetta.
Hi. Basically, I need some clarity, some straight guidance, the truth in a matter regarding me and my best girlfriend, Desiree. We had a falling out July the 5th. We've been friends for over 40 years. We, you know, grew up together, everything. And we had a falling out, and I don't know, she just took it to the extreme, blocked me off Facebook, blocked me off texting, and I've tried texting her. I've tried dropping off a birthday present at her house last week, and there's been no effort on her part to text me, call me, come to my door, write me a letter, nothing. And I don't know. I mean, am I wasting my time? Is she going to come back? Is she going to, you know, do you see her contacting me or what? Because I just being like this, this is like over 2 months and there's been no effort on her part to communicate.
Okay. Can you say her name again, please? Just your first name? Is it Desiree? Is that
yes.
What you said?
Desiree,
okay. Thank
yes,
you.
It is.
Right. Thank you. Okay, when I look at both of you and I look at the relationship, she looks like her feelings are really hurt about something.
Yes.
And I'm seeing that she, like, it looks, you know, I'm seeing that your relationship, you know, you guys have give and take and all that, but I'm seeing just generally in the relationship, you took care of her more than she took care of you. And I'm not trying to do this like,
yes,
to you know, keep a score or something, but you look like,
yes,
in the relationship kind of like more like you played the mother for her, like you mothered, you know, you gave her that mothering, nurturing kind of energy.
Okay.
And so I'm seeing on some level, she wasn't doing certain things for herself because she expected you to do them for her, like nurture her,
okay,
that kind of thing.
Okay,
and so I'm,
yeah,
seeing like her expectations were really high on you. And I'm not seeing that you actually did anything, you know, to her, but it's more like I'm seeing you kind of pulled your energy back a little bit because I'm seeing that you were sensing that things weren't necessarily so healthy by just giving to her so much.
Like, right. She started having fights with me and arguments leading up to her blocking me. And I was kind of pulling back and away because she was really showing me some odd behavior, and I was just trying,
right,
to pull back a little bit because I wasn't sure where that was all coming from either.
Yeah, it's like the sense that I'm getting is that she looks emotionally immature, like on some levels, you know, not completely, you know, but I'm just seeing that in this relationship, you're the parent, she's the child. And so she's,
mm-hmm,
kind of reacting to you in an irrational, not like having,
right,
basically expecting you to like really go above and beyond and really kind of fix her boo-boos and just be there for her. And I'm not saying that you're not being a good friend or you weren't willing to do that. I'm just saying that you got some sense within yourself that it's like, whoa, 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 this is not the kind of relationship I want. This isn't healthy. So I see,
right,
you just,
right,
kind of, right, you pulled back to examine it and to just, you know, kind of put yourself first there in that situation.
Right.
And I'm seeing that's what pissed her off, is you pulling your energy back, like you just not being there at her beck and call emotionally.
Okay.
And right now it's like I'm seeing that she's not really even aware of that dynamic. You know, in her world, it's like you got cold or you changed, when it's really, it was like you kind of saw that things weren't healthy. So
okay.
I'm really having a lot of awareness about this.
So you don't see her reaching out, contacting me or anything?
Not in the near future, I don't. Because she's in a state, she looks kind of locked. And again, it looks very immature. So,
okay.
You know, however you want to handle that in terms of, you know, letting her know the door is always open or whatever, but it's kind of like she's putting it all on you, you know, to fix things, and it's not really your issue or your problem.
But I have tried to text her. She doesn't text me back, and I don't even know if she's even getting the text messages.
I'm seeing, I don't know if she's getting every single thing that you're sending, but I'm seeing she's aware that you're reaching out to her. She just looks like she's mad right now. So, you know, I say let it be for a while and, you know, you pick it up again. Mm-hmm. You know, let it drain right now. Okay?
Right.
So, yeah, good luck with it. I really don't see that you have anything to, you know, make amends for. I don't see there's anything that you need to do. The ball's really in her court. And
yeah,
you know,
I know.
Based on her reaction, just let it go. So
right.
I'm going to go on to the next caller. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
All right.
Move on to the next caller here.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your question tonight?
My question has to do with my career. Unfortunately, I lost my job today, and I just wanted to ask about a career forecast. Will I find a job with a better fit in the near future? And what kind of job will it be?
Okay, give me a second here while I tune in to you.
Okay.
The first thing I noticed about you, Mary, is you're definitely what I would call like a person who's a nurturer or a caretaker. You have a very strong heart energy. So I see something working in the health field, but I don't know if that is what you've done already or if you're interested in that. It may not, you know, be being a nurse or an aide. It may actually be working like admin in the health field, but I'm just seeing that type of field being very much in alignment with how your energy is. You know, it looks like for you being of service to people is really important. So you can be of service in a lot of different industries. It doesn't have to necessarily be health, but yeah, I'm seeing anything where it's service-oriented and you are helping others, that makes it feel like it's meaningful to you. Right now, your energy, you look like you're kind of in shock. Like I'm seeing there's a definitely a lot of, we were talking about the chakras before, there's a lot of invalidation lit up around your heart area as a result of the job loss today. You know, so you just might want to, you know, give yourself a little time to get back on your feet again. And, you know, as you kind of release the invalidation from the situation, you know, then you'll be able to see things more clearly. You know, be able to, you know, see, okay, what are my next steps kind of thing. But for you, I'm definitely seeing something to do with helping others. I also see you have good teaching abilities, like training or teaching would be a good fit for you, things where you're communicating with people. So I'm saying for you it's about people, you know, working with people in some way. Okay.
Okay, and do you see a job on the horizon?
You know, right now with the way your energy is, like future readings are based upon, you know, your energy is based upon the present. So right now I'm not really getting a clear picture just because, like I was saying, your energy looks like it's kind of in shock. Like things aren't settled right now in your space. So there's a, you know, there's obviously opportunities there for you, but I'm not really seeing, yes, something's coming in 3 weeks kind of thing. Your energy looks like it's a, it looks really staticky. It's a shock type energy. So, you know, like I was saying, get grounded, drain from it, give yourself a few days, and then, you know, reassess. You'll be able to see things in a more grounded way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay, moving on to the next caller. Here you go. Welcome.
Okay,
thank you for
thank
holding.
You.
You're on the air with Annie the Medium. I've got that written. I'm not going to let that go.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. Hi. This is Laura.
Hi. Laura, is that what you said?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Sure. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I am currently on a contract, and it's ending next month, and I was hoping you could tell me whether you see me landing another contract immediately afterward. I have been putting out resumes.
Yeah, look, when I look at your workspace, I see something coming in. Like, I'm seeing that you're going to be having something lined up either before you leave or, like, really soon after, because you look like you're very focused on it, and I see you looking very determined. So the space looks, like, very clear to me, and also, you know, it looks like you know what you want. Is there a chance that you can, like, renew the contract at the place where you're at? Because I'm seeing that there might even be some opportunities where you're already at.
Well, I think she wants to keep me on for at least couple more weeks. So it would take me into mid-October. But I'm not sure about whether or not they were going to extend me further or not, because nothing has been told to me about that. When I ask, and I've asked a couple times now, she's never real firm on that decision. She says at least through another couple of weeks in October, past my deadline. So I'm not sure, and I'm not sure if I would really want to necessarily stay on with this particular contract, but I am looking for other contracts, other opportunities. And I was just wondering what kind of company you see me might be working for. Like, industry-wise or anything like that you could tell me.
I was seeing, it was interesting, the company that you work for, like I was seeing printing, computers, also possibly manufacturing. Is that the type of companies that you're working for?
I'm working for a company that manufactures. It's a manufacturing company.
All right. So I was seeing like paper and printers and just like that type of environment. And look, I was saying your energy looks very determined. Like you're not going to take no for an answer. Like you want this set up, and you're going to get this set up. So I see that you're going to have at least two opportunities, like, coming your way, you know, two possibilities.
Oh, good. Okay, great. So then I'll be...
Do you do stuff with the military at all, too? Do you ever do any military contracts?
I have in the past. I don't want to do it again. And it's because of the way they operate. And it's really crazy. So it's not something I would really rather
I saw that. Oh. I saw a picture of military contracts as well. So that just might be from your past.
A few of them, yeah. It's just the way they operate. It's kind of weird. But I do want to work maybe in healthcare or pharmaceutical industry, financial industry. I do them, work with them too. I've done the educational sector as well and government, of course. But I think I'm more prone to the healthcare industry.
I was seeing like a larger, like the place, I was seeing you working for like a larger organization, not like a smaller company, but I was saying like very large, you know, kind of national companies. That was the vibe on this.
Well, the company I'm at now is it's a large company, but they're still operating as if they're a small company.
Okay.
And so they I think they grew too fast, and they're not used, they don't quite know what to do with protocols and processes, procedures, all that. So there's no formal chain of command. It's haphazard. So I am actually looking forward to the contract ending when it does. I just want to make sure I get another contract after that, so I'm not in between jobs. I want to purchase a home next year, hopefully in the spring, so I can't afford to have a gap in between employment, at least not a large gap.
Yeah, I see. I'm not saying there being any issues. I see that something's going to come very easily for you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Great.
So
yes, thank you very
much.
Sure,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Great. So if I'll give out my contact information if anybody wants to sign up for a reading. My website is www.anniethemedium.com. And my phone number, if you want to call me directly, is 510-306-1652 if you want to book a reading. And then also, if people are in the Sacramento area, I'm going to be in Sacramento this weekend at a great fair. It's the holistic, let me get the exact title of this. It is the Healing Arts Festival this Saturday and Sunday in Sacramento at the Scottish Rite Temple. It's a great fair. There's practitioners and all types of vendors. And there'll be free workshops all day and also some paid workshops. So it's a really good fair. It's a very quality fair for the Sacramento area.
You ready for another caller?
Yep.
All right, let's bring it. You're on the air with Ann.
Hello. Wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you tonight?
Okay. Well, I wonder if you see my partner getting better to some extent, hopefully a large extent, and us moving to a better apartment.
Okay. Hold on 1 second while I tune in to you.
Thank you.
Okay, in terms of health, what I was seeing was a kind of stabilizing where they're at right now. Like I wasn't seeing things getting worse. I was seeing there being a kind of like a stabilization that's happening. So, you know, I was seeing, you know, places where the person is living with, you know, an illness or a disability, but it's like they're living with it versus, you know, it's deteriorating kind of thing. So that's what I see going on with that. And I'm seeing sometimes losing hope or just feeling like depressed.
Yes.
So I'm seeing like any place you know, where it's not even necessarily on you to do this, but that's the area that would be really helpful for healing, like to uplift your partner's emotions and, you know, just get in a positive or happier space. Like, you know, maybe a meditation practice or, you know, it's what works for the person, you know, what appeals to them. But finding some things where they can internally kind of work with their own thoughts and their own emotions so they are in a better place emotionally. It just looks like it wears them down, this illness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't think he deals with feelings very well, you know. He's kind of the type that suppresses and avoids, and I've been after him to, you know, do the opposite and find a way to deal with it. If he can't do it himself, look for help. But you know, he's dated with past therapists, and I totally understand about that, so I don't know how to even suggest anyone to him. I've been suggesting healers and people that, you know, I've gone to from time to time, but he's so closed-minded in a way.
Right. I'm just saying, like, that's the area, you know, outside of what he's experiencing physically, that's the area that would help him a lot if he could, you know, basically get out of the depression. I guess he feels very hopeless and defeated and depressed. It doesn't have to be that way. Like, he has some power in that area, you know, to improve his experience there. So, you know, it would be based upon what appeals to him, what his beliefs are. You know, I can say meditation, but maybe, you know, some people are like, I don't want to meditate. You know, maybe it's prayer, maybe it's going to church, you know, getting outside in nature. I don't, you know, something, you know, going camping, I don't know, something that, you know, would just give him a better quality of living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me take a look at the living situation for you. When I look at your living situation, I see, like, you really, you know, you really want to move. And do you have, like, applications in, like, with government, you know, like with government agencies to help, you know, that could give you some resources or help?
No.
I see, like, if there's this waiting kind of energy, like, on this move. It's like you're waiting on something, and it may be your employment, it may be getting more money, it may be, you just look like you are at your limits. Like, it's all on you, and it looks like you're really overwhelmed.
Yes. Well, I've it's too much stuff, and I haven't been, you know, good with the upkeep. I inherited, you know, I had moved in with my grandmother and took care of her for a number of years and took over the apartment. So I still have a lot of her stuff, and I have some stuff from my father when he passed, and my stuff and my partner's stuff, and it's, oh my God, I don't know how we could, you know, I want to get out of here, but that's what's overwhelming. And also the financial. I would need some kind of miracle, I think, to be able to do it.
Right. Yeah, because what I was saying is that I didn't see anything changing anytime soon with the moving situation, and there's this waiting or stuck kind of quality to it. So
okay.
And maybe focus on cleaning out some of that stuff, you know, stuff kind of equals stuck energy. Like when you see situations where people are disorganized in their house,
yeah.
You know, that's reflecting a state of mind. You know,
yes.
So clear some of that stuff out, and it will help bring your energy more into the present. That could be a first great step to moving forward with your goals.
Right. I've been doing it, but it's very slow going.
That's okay. It's going. Okay.
Right.
Good luck with that all.
Okay. Well, can I just ask you then, I live in a mostly co-op building. It's been, you know, becoming more and more co-op population here. And blah, 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 the new board of directors, people in charge, really would like me out. And they tried to pull something last year, and it didn't work. So I guess I was also concerned that, you know, maybe there's something like that in the offing also, that they're doing something else. But did you pick up any energy like that?
You know, I'm really just taking one question tonight because there's a lot of people who are calling.
Okay.
You know, so I'll leave it there with you. If you want to get a reading, you're free to contact me and book a reading.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the next caller for you.
Okay.
This person looks like they're from quite a ways away. You're on the air with Ann. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Tony.
Hi,
and
Tony.
I wanted to know if you see any type of, I'm wanting to purchase a home. Hopefully by next year. Do you see any blocking or any, you know, or can you give me feedback as far as that?
Sure. Let me tune into that for you. Okay, so what I see around this turn, I mean, I see the energy definitely moving in that direction. Like, it looks positive. You know, so it looks like you have a, you know, what I would call a good flow, you know, for making things manifest, you know, getting the home. Do you have kids? Because I was seeing kids.
Yes. Yes.
I was seeing on the one hand, you look like you're kind of at capacity with work and the kids, taking care of the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like you're juggling a lot. Are you a single parent? You look like
yes.
You're a single parent. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I see you have a lot on your plate, but I'm also seeing that the kids are also a really big motivation for you. So on the one hand, you have a lot of kind of challenges to deal with, but on the other hand, it's like having the kids is actually helping you want to give them a better, you know, a better life, a better circumstances with the home and stuff. So it's interesting. It's both a positive helping you reach your goal, and also it's slowing you down a little bit just because you're really busy.
I am.
Right. So what I was saying when you were asking, is there any block? I just see that I see you juggling with one hand, and you have, you know, you're picking up a kid with your other hand. So I just see your plate is full. So it's not necessarily a block. It's just
being a single parent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know,
I have an eldest, and she helps me out a lot. I have a baby, and my eldest helps me a lot. And sometimes, you know, but she, I mean, I try not to put a lot of pressure on her, but she does help me 2 days out of the week. So it's not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you look like you're, you know, even though you're busy, you look like you have a really, you know, positive attitude, and you keep things moving. So I do see you like reaching that goal of getting a house. It just might take a little bit longer than you think, but it may not either, you know, just because of the amount of stuff you're dealing with.
Well, let me ask you, is it going to be like a move? Am I going to buy in the same area, or do you see me purchasing it somewhere, another area?
I was seeing there being more of a commute. Like, I was seeing you probably in a similar area, but maybe a little bit out more than where you are. Like, I was seeing there being a little bit more of a commute, and there being some more land around you than there is where you are right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much for your question tonight. Good luck with getting your home.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Enjoy the evening. Thanks for calling in. Let me give you a chance to take one more call and then close up. You've got about 10 minutes left, so you have time for another caller. and some more fun information before we call your show complete and you can get ready for the big event this weekend.
Yeah.
It'll be a crazy one. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Ann.
Oh, hello. Hi, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Allie.
Okay, hi, Allie. What's your question tonight?
I'd like to hear what you have to say about getting back into a professional job.
So your question is taking a look at the space around you getting back into a professional job?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so what I was seeing around this is I'm seeing you kind of finishing up something that you're doing. Are you, like, currently helping a family member or something, or currently kind of doing something for helping somebody else out, like caretaking or something along those lines?
No.
Because I was seeing something around, like, you were finishing up kind of like what you're doing now, and I was seeing it had to do with someone else. Like the reason that you're doing whatever you're doing now is linked to somebody else.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I was seeing whatever you're doing now that you are kind of at the tail end of that, you're finishing that up. So I was seeing it looked like 3 to 4 months kind of thing for you to transition and move into, you know, what your goal is, you know, working more professionally. So it looks like we're in September. Like I was seeing around the holidays or after the holiday times, that happening for you?
Well, I'll be needing to move before that time. I'll be needing to leave the area before that time, so I'll need to have something lined up.
Okay, I'm sure you can do that.
Sooner than that, yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing that your attention is kind of off of what you're doing right now, what you're done with it. You're just wrapping up the loose ends. So, you know, it looks like you're ready to start doing the thing you want to be doing.
What do you see this new job looking like?
Can you give me some more information? Because I'm really not picking up anything specific for you. What industry are you in? What are you looking at doing?
I'm in communication. Well, my career is in communication.
Like I was saying, something to do with management around that, like program management or some type of working in some type of management capacity. But that's what I was seeing coming in.
Yeah, no, that's not my background or my aptitudes.
Okay, well, it sounds like you know what you want, so I will leave you with that, and good luck on it.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
But actually, I would love to kind of ask you a question on that because sometimes the connection is not, you know, there when people come and sometimes people can react. And I also felt really closed while we were talking to her. Can you talk about that a little? Because that's kind of something that we run into, right, quite often when people are out there. I would love to give you an opportunity to kind of speak to that a little bit.
You know, I found, and this is not to, like, do a blame thing or whatever, but just the energetic thing. When I'm not connecting with someone, it's usually I find that the quality of my reading equals how open the person is to getting a reading, generally. 90% of the time, that is what I have found. So if a lot of times people may be looking for like really specific information and you may even give them like the right answer, but the way I say it may not be how they're looking to hear it. I see that a lot where if I'm having a lot of difficulty connecting or reading someone, it's generally because on some level their space is closed. They're not really open to the information, or they want to hear it in the way they want to hear it. And again, it's not it's not a blame thing so much as sometimes physical or there's, what would you call it, compatibilities between people. Sometimes my energy just isn't compatible with people. They hear it from a different psychic.
Yeah, and that's why there's so many practitioners of it. It kind of reminds me of that movie Poltergeist years ago when I was a wee thing, and the scene with they brought the medium into the house, and they sent her upstairs, and they said something, and she didn't say it right, and she said it right, and he says, well, blah, 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 blah. She says, well, I don't like trick answers. And it's like you can spend your time testing someone, or you can spend your time trying to get the information you need that you just engaged with. And what I think a lot of people don't realize is that you're not, I'm connecting to you through your spiritual connection. So it's like you're not even playing a game with me. You're actually playing a game with your own guide. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. It's like used to get a lot more hung up on when I would hear no's, but now it's either I'm not the right reader for them or they're really not open to getting a reading. So whatever. I'm doing
very
the same
evolved
thing with every person.
Yeah, and it works in there. That's one of the reasons why I love, even as a practitioner, I love going to fairs. And you only have a couple minutes left, so I want you to talk about the fair coming up here in Sacramento that you're going to be at so that the people in the area can come out and see you because there's so much fun.
Absolutely. So the fair is going to be this Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th, the Healing Arts Festival. It's twice a year, once in April and once now, and it really is kind of like the best fair in the Sacramento area. You know, the really the best practitioners, like I've heard a lot of them say, they don't really do any other fairs except for this one. And some people obviously do more fairs than that, but it's a great fair. There are all-day workshops that are happening both days that you can, you know, go to the fair, you can look at all the great products, you can see the different, you know, readers and healers and all kinds of people who are offering everything from astrology to tarot cards to psychic readings to mediumship to healings to massages, and everything is there. And then you can go and you can sit in different workshops. And I think this year they're also going to be doing music. There's like this whole part of the fair where it's going to be like healing music and healing sound. So, you know, if you want to get, you know, an experience of getting the healing, you know, you can do that just by going to that music part of the fair that's happening this year. So it's a fun one. And I'll be having a booth there, and I'll be doing, you know, both psychic readings and mediumship readings. And I'm also going to be offering a new healing modality that I did training in called Integrated Energy Therapy, which is a healing work, and it's about releasing traumas and emotional pain from the body. It's called getting the issues out of your tissues. So I'll be doing like little 15-minute sessions of that as well. Are you still there, Angel? Go bye-bye. I think this is over.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and